העיתונאי ג'ק טורקס כתב בעיתון, במגזין עמי, עד יום חמישי, אני לא יודע כמה מאיתנו שמו עליו, אבל מיום חמישי הוא הפך להיות כוכב גדול בתקשורת העולמית, ובכלל ברשתות החברתיות, הוא אותו עיתונאי, כתב חרדי אורתודוקסי, שנעמד מול דונלד טראמפ, שציפה לשאלה קלה, וקיבל שאלה קשה מאוד בכל מה שקשור לאנטישמיות. טראמפ נזף בו, ביקש ממנו, הושיב אותו לעיני כל העיתונאים. הנה תזכורת קודם כל.
Ask a very simple, easy question. And it's not. It's not. Not a simple question. Not a fair question. Okay, sit down. I understand the rest of your question. So here's the story, folks. Number one, I am the least anti-Semitic person that you've ever seen in your entire life. Number two, racism. The least racist person. In fact, we did very well relative to other people running as a Republican. Quiet, quiet, quiet.
וכך זה ממשיך, אנחנו מצרפים עכשיו לשיחה כאן אצלנו את העיתונאי ג'ק טורקס, מצרף לנו עכשיו מארצות הברית. Hello, thank you for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Almost 72 hours after the incident at the White House, how were the reactions?
Well, Baruch Hashem, we had Shabbat, and when Shabbat comes, everything turns off. And so it wasn't 72 hours, it was 72 minus 26.
And what did you hear from your colleagues?
My colleagues at the White House or my colleagues in the synagogue?
In the White House and in the synagogue.
Well, my colleagues in the White House were very supportive. Two of the correspondents who asked questions after me both defended me and asked similar questions. They also wanted to get responses to this. And after the press conference was over, they all came over to me and they told me that I did nothing wrong and I did a good job and that I shouldn't be concerned about it. So they were very, very supportive.
Let me just translate it. הוא מדבר קודם כל על כך שלא חלפו 72 שעות מאז אותו אירוע, כי הייתה שבת ובשבת הכל סגור, אז זה מינוס 26 שעות, כך הוא אומר. אבל הוא מדבר על התגובות, בעיקר התגובות של העיתונאים. בזמן מסיבת העיתונאים וגם לאחר מכן, הוא אומר, הם תמכו בי. היו גם שניים ששאלו אחרי השאלה שלי, המשיכו את אותה שאלה, ניסו להגן עליי, גם באו אליי אחרי מסיבת העיתונאים ואמרו לי, לא עשית שום דבר רע. Take us to Thursday night, the press conference with President Trump. Why do you think that he picked you? There were dozens of other reporters in the room from bigger news outlets.
Right. He actually was very generous. He picked a lot of reporters. He took a lot of questions from many people. And I've had a very good relationship with him during the campaign and during the transition, and I had many opportunities to ask him questions, and my relationship was very, very good. So I guess he believed that I would ask him a nicer, simpler question, and perhaps he was disappointed that my question was not as simple as what he had hoped it would be.
אוקיי, okay, הוא אומר שהוא מכיר את דונלד טראמפ לאורך הקמפיין, הוא לקח הרבה מאוד שאלות. שאלתי אותו כבר כמה שאלות בזמן הקמפיין, הוא האמין שכנראה הוא יקבל כאן שאלה קלה ונעימה, וכנראה יתאכזב כשזה לא קרה. Why did you decide to ask that question? Were you yourself a victim of anti-Semitism? Did you witness anti-Semitist incidents lately?
Well, not specifically, but I saw a report that came out earlier that day that 48 Jewish centers, Jewish community centers, had been threatened with bombs and other attacks over the last few weeks. And I was very concerned about that. That was news from that morning. And I really wanted to know what the government can do about that.
לא חוויתי אנטישמיות, היה דיווח באותו בוקר על 48 מרכזים יהודיים שנפגעו מאנטישמיות, זה פורסם הבוקר ולכן שאלתי אותו, and what did you think about his answer?
His answer showed that he's very sensitive about this topic, and because so many journalists have called him an anti-Semite for the last 2 years, he is very, very defensive about it, and I understand why he's so concerned, and it bothers me very much also every time he's called an anti-Semite by some of my colleagues in the media.
הוא אומר, דונלד טראמפ רגיש לנושא האנטישמיות, מכנים אותו אנטישמי, ולכן הוא מנסה להתגונן. מטריד אותי שככה מכנים אותו, מנסה ככה לגונן על דונלד טראמפ. How did you feel when the president told you to sit down and basically shut you up? Did you feel humiliated, angry about it?
I had a lot of feelings that is very hard to describe because I never felt it before. It's very hard to describe something that one has never felt. So I don't know. It was the first time in my life I ever felt it, and it was very strange.
קשה לתאר מה הרגשתי אחרי שהוא קרא לי לשבת, שבעצם השתיק אותי. הוא לא מבטא כאן איזשהו כעס, הוא אומר, זה רגשות שמעולם לא הרגשתי בחיי, וקשה לי לומר מה הרגשתי אז. And since the press conference on Thursday night, the president went all out on the media, saying it is the enemy of the American people. What do you think about it?
Look, I mean, we've both seen, I mean, I'm sure you've seen also how dishonest the media can be when it comes to reporting about what goes on in Israel. And I've seen how often the media makes mistakes when reporting about the Haredi community in the United States. So I definitely understand why the president is frustrated with the media.
התקשורת מתנהלת בחוסר יושר על ישראל, עושים טעויות מכוונות גם בדיווחים על הציבור החרדי. כך אומר העיתונאי, שככה לא מגלה איזשהו רגש מסוים או איזשהו כעס מסוים על הדברים שאומר דונלד טראמפ. הוא די מבין אותם, צריך לומר. Do you think he'll pick you again to ask a question in future press conference?
Absolutely. You know, one of the good things about working in the White House is that I have a workstation that's right next to the offices of all the top administration officials. So I was able to sort everything out. I was able to explain everything to them. And right now, the administration and I are on the same page.
מאמין שייתן לי לשאול גם בעתיד שאלות. אנחנו עובדים ביחסים טובים, ומאמין שאנחנו נמצאים בעצם באותו עמוד, באותה עמדה, באותה דעה. אני רוצה להודות לך, ג'ק טורקס, כתב המגזין עמי. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, and thanks for agreeing to do this in English. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.